Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The airwaves from some of those other folks who are on the air that aren't as exciting and interesting and challenging as Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen are on the Good Day program. Here we are on the 19th of January, and what do we see? I see, or I hear, that song in my ear, that famous song, Jay. Yes, we have some bananas. We have some bananas today.
I am not familiar with that one.
No.
I'm more of the bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S variety.
Really? B-A-N-A. Sounds like vacation. All right, so the big story today, for those of you who are banana lovers, you may find this amusing. You may want to take advantage of it. I don't know which store this is, or actually I do know what store it is, but I'm not going to promote it because I don't really want to... whole bunch of people, but get, pardon the pun, get a whole bunch of people to run into the store. See what I did there?
You did there.
Ah.
You.
So here's somebody who wanted to have bananas and other fruit delivered to his home with, what is, who does that? DoorDash? Somebody like that does it, right? Well, who delivers?
Oh, yeah,
I guess the stores.
Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes the stores do it themselves. So here's this fellow who writes a note to me. He says, I thought you'd like this story. I requested 8 bananas in my weekly grocery pickup order. The store gave me 8 bunches of bananas and charged me 68 cents, the price for one single banana. So I went bananas. And I comment.
This person got more bananas than they actually paid for. What's the problem?
There is no problem, except in my mind, being the fair-minded sort that I am, I think that this person should go back to the store and pay for the rest of the bananas. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We've done that before. We ordered takeout, and my husband went to pick it up, and they were like, it's already paid. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it's not. He comes back, and he asked me, did I pay over the phone? I was like, no. So he went back up, and he paid.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes you get overcharged, and then you think twice about it. Well, do I or don't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And then you beat up on yourself. It's very easy. I mean, how much... the bananas cost. I buy bananas every week. I like organic bananas, and they go well with the rest of my routine, fruit-wise, in the morning. But I don't remember ever buying anything and not paying for it.
Too.
Very good. Good fiber. It's good fiber.
That potassium, the fiber. If you have any kind of digestive issues, bananas are supposed to be a food that won't upset your stomach.
Yes, right. Set that right down. I give it to Daisy, too. She loves bananas. Very good for you. Okay, the political story, I suppose, of the day, and I say I suppose because I find this very interesting only because of the personalities of the two folks involved in this potential matchup poll done by a Republican organization that has been very supportive of Donald Trump. So, the lineup, according to this poll, of potential candidates, and if you could vote today, who would you vote for? Donald Trump wins, DeSantis comes in second, Pence comes in third. Okay, so does that make any difference on Thursday, January 19th? It's conversation, and the reason it was done is so the rabid right-wing folks who support Donald Trump on the radio will have something else to talk about. So when some of your favorite hosts go on the air today, they're going to say, look, Trump's going to win. He's got all the votes. DeSantis, nah. Pence, ha, 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 ha. So, yeah, let's see what... it was 17 points done by some group in Florida, as I understand. Anyway, I just figure I just get a kick out of all those polls because they're just fun to talk about. They give people who want to talk about something. Look, say Trump, he's going to win. It means absolutely nothing at this point except it's good conversation. So take it as such.
Yeah, that's purely opinion-based.
I take it. It's purely fun. Let's have some fun. All right, let's get down to business here. Party City. You ever go into their stores?
I have before.
Yeah. Filed for Chapter 11 yesterday.
Yeah.
Trying to reduce their debt, optimize liquidity, restructure the business. They are based in New Jersey. The plan is basically brought around because they have a problem started during the pandemic, during COVID. That has happened to so many stores, small and large. They also have a problem getting supply because that's another thing that has come out of COVID. There are a lot of companies that are building things, selling things. They just can't, they can't keep up because they can't find the products they used to be able to find. So there are, I don't know this country, company because I don't go into, I'm guessing it's sort of like Toy or Hobby Lobby or something. Is that what this company does?
It's pretty much like if you are having a gathering or anything, you can go get paper plates, you can get balloons, you can get party supplies, tablecloths.
So how will this affect your life? If Party City goes out of business, what will it do? Are there other stores that will gain because they go out of operation? Yeah, probably.
Oh, of course.
People that work there. Apparently, their biggest.
Probably one of the most well-known of these types of stores, but there are so many.
Yeah. Well, they say their biggest time of the year, and doesn't make a, it's not surprising, Halloween is their big deal. And then there are certainly parties around the holidays, and then there are things, parties in the summertime. So, yeah, it's a very specialized business. Not surprising they're having a problem. Hold a good thought. Hope they do well. Here's a bigger company with another business story. You wonder about Microsoft. Why are they laying off 10,000 employees starting next week? It's 5% of their workforce. So there have been a lot of tech companies. Didn't Twitter, Elon Musk, didn't they lay off a bunch of people there?
Yeah, Twitter laid off about 3,700. You had Meta, who laid off over 11,000.
Mm-hmm. So again, the excuse is, or the reason is, macroeconomic conditions. Same thing the party store said. Changing customer priorities. Well, if they wouldn't try to force stuff down your throat, they might have more acceptance. I don't like Microsoft at all. I use them because, like everything else, it reminds me, I told you the story about the phone the other day, right? Didn't I on Monday or Tuesday tell you the story about me trying to find an iPhone or a flip phone that I could just have a conversation on because the phones that are available are too big for me to be able to use them? I know I'm not supposed to use them when I drive, but, you know, once in a while I do. If my son's calling with my grandson, you can be sure I'm going to pick up the phone. Anyway, Microsoft said that notifications have started, and it's important to note here, while they are eliminating roles in some areas, they are continuing to hire in other areas. So why don't they just transfer these people from one job to another if they have other jobs available? Why would they go through the trouble of firing somebody and then hiring more unless they're trying to cut the prices, the pay that they give to these people in those jobs?
That could be a lot of places. A lot of companies will unfortunately do that. Or I wonder if the type of position requires a different set of skills.
Well, so you can train them. You can retrain people. That's what that business is all about, retraining. If you've got an aptitude for it, you can retrain pretty easily.
And a lot of times when people are laid off, they are open for rehire after a certain date. But again, it falls in line with that potentiality of, or the potential of less pay.
So one wonders what this will do to the job stats in this first quarter, because it seems to me in the last quarter of last year, there were 250 some odd thousand hires, or in the last month. But Cisco's laid off people, Carvana, there's a company that's in trouble. And they just bought the largest building in Massachusetts, which happens to be in my hometown of Framingham, the old General Motors plant. They bought the company. Now I'm trying to remember the name of the company. It's the auction company. It's a Jewish word for good. Good luck. It begins with an A. Anyway, so there are, I think, four or five of those plants that are in the auction business. Car auction business all around the country, and so here they are having a It's a, that's a flawed concept. Who wants to buy a car without looking at it? How do you buy a car online?
Well, and then it comes test driving it. You need to test drive that car.
That's
and
nuts.
For more than just going down the street, you need to. You need to at least spend 30 minutes driving that car. Go on the highway. Try different speeds.
Open it up.
Road. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Carvana. All right. Let's see what else we have business wise. The let's see, the state of Virginia versus Walgreens. You hear this? $83 million settlement. State of West Virginia is going to get $83 million from Walgreens for the role that Walgreens played in perpetuating the opioid crisis in our country. And they are responsible what they sold. Wow, this is pretty damning. I guess I'll stay out of Walmarts. I mean, out of Walgreens, I'll stay out of Walmart, too. This is the most per capita overdose deaths come from people buying these opioids in Walgreens. Total of West Virginia dollars brought in from the opioid litigation, $950 million, because they went after Kroger. They went after, didn't they go after CVS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in various locations they all do.
Yep.
And as they should.
So they didn't keep, they didn't maintain good control and good records because apparently they didn't care. I guess that's the conclusion I could draw from looking at this. So
well,
they're going to pay.
Well, back in the day, before doctors called in the prescriptions themselves, they would write on the legal pad, and that was one of those things where a lot of people
stole
if they had access, to steal those legal pads, and they would just start writing willy-nilly, and there really wasn't much to go off of when you're a pharmacist and you're looking at that. But nowadays, it's like, okay, how could this even still be happening?
Kroger.
It's just laziness and negligence.
Walmart. Rite Aid also in these suits. Kroger is the one that's buying up all the grocery stores. Man, what a, that's going to be a disaster. You know what that's going to do to the farmers in our country that one company controls many grocery stores as they do? Disaster for the American farmer and for you too as to what your choices are. 18 after, this is a good day.
Paid for by GovMint.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And our focus now is one that is familiar. Let's see if I spell this out. Will that eliminate the suspicion? What do you think, Jay? I'm going to try to spell this out.
Spell it? Okay, go for it.
Last name of the person in question starts with a K. And then there's an I. Give me a K. Give me an A. Give me an R. Give me a D. Give me an A. Give me an S. Give me an H. Give me an I. Give me an A. Give me an N. And what do you have? One of them. There's a story about one of them. This is probably the best known of them, which is always good for conversation. We will talk about who this person is and what's going on after this. Doug Steffen here from MyPillow, announcing the great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see where you can get deep discounts on mattress toppers from MyPillow. The towels we've talked about, there's so much more. Slippers, even dog beds, high-quality weighted blankets for the wintertime. You can get one and then get another one free when it comes to the sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll find all of your favorite products right there, and then you buy them very easily. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. I repeat that one, but so many of the other discounts are there right now. This is the best time of year to go into MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DS. Great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
You want me to spell it again, Jay, or shall I just spell out the facts of the story? All right.
So here is Kim Kardashian buying Princess Diana's pendant at an auction, $197,453.
Which was apparently double the pre-auction estimate.
Really?
Sotheby's. I would have thought this would have gone for more, given the fact that it was so famously worn by Princess Diana, the diamond encrusted amethyst, that huge cross pendant that she had been seen wearing.
Weighs 5 carats? Wow. This is a bold piece of jewelry by its size, color, and style. Cannot fail to make a statement. I guess that would be the case. So also, it would be a target for having somebody rip it off of her neck under the circumstances. Kim is honored, she says, to own a fine piece of jewelry once worn by the late princess. I'd be interested to know who else was bidding on it, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they usually don't.
She got it in like the last 5 minutes or something. Yeah. And now she probably won't be wearing this ever since that Paris robbery where she was thrown into a tub. She doesn't wear a lot of jewelry that often.
So why should buy it? Just to have it?
She has a collection of jewelry that are pieces worn and owned by strong, iconic women who have inspired her. So it's kind of like a collector's piece.
Mm-hmm. A collector's piece. I have a lot of things that I collect, but I don't spend $197,000. I guess it's just matters of degree, right? Mm-hmm. What's the most expensive thing that you ever did? Maybe the better question is, did you ever buy anything that after you bought it, you wished you had because it was too expensive?
Nope. I've had no regrets over my purchases. No, I take that back. There was a car that I didn't regret the price of the car or the monthly payments. It was just a lot of money for the upkeep of it, and that's when I was kind of like, not worth it.
One of those. Now, I've had lots of those over the years. They're called Range Rovers. they're safe and they're good and they're fun to drive, but the newer ones are fine, but the old ones, oy, man. You can get into a real jam. So anyway, I guess women, and this sounds like a sexist statement perhaps, look upon these things differently than men. Or do they? Do some men?
I think it depends on the person. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Definitely think it depends on the person. Like, I know some guys that are more into designer things than their female counterparts.
Yeah, okay.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Anyway, jewelry worn by Princess Diana, now worn by Princess Kim. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region.
It's not going to change that fundamental dynamic, and that's why I don't want people to get complacent.
The 11 storms brought enough fresh water to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water. Because of California leadership, 80% of that water was put directly back into the Pacific Ocean. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. Lance Pry, USA News.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Well, la-ti-da. Here we are, January 19th. Good day for everybody. Yesterday was a good day. Hopefully tomorrow will be a good day. But let's focus on today, having a good day. Doug Steph and Mr. Good Day here with Ms. Good Day. Jay Kirshner on the air with me, focusing on things that you could be doing to be better. Are things going well? Hopefully things are going well for you. And today you could feel more fortunate than you felt yesterday. We are out of retrograde. No more Mercury retrograde for another 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. So clear sailing, right? Smooth sailing. Move ahead and have the best you can. Think about how you can flourish. Don't you love that word? Doesn't that word, it sounds like what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you flourishing job? Do you flourish in your relationships? Right? That's a great, great word.
Not
so keep in mind.
Thriving.
Yeah. Thriving is much better than surviving. And I know that many of you, if not most of you, do. You're a hard worker. And so you feel sometimes that when things go wrong, the world is against you. Why do I bother to work hard? Usually, at least in my experience through my life, hard work has always paid off. Not with everybody, not all the time, but always for me. And you have to satisfy yourself first before you satisfy everybody else, right? Find it when
you fill your own cup before you can fill others.
Thank you. There it is, right there. Yep, my cup runneth over with love, and whatever other things benefit. There was a song. This is really going to date me, I suppose. Those of you who remember Ed Ames, who among other things was with the Ames Brothers, they sang a number album after album of hit after hit. And he had a song that I remember playing as a disc jockey, probably in the late 60s, called My Cup Runneth Over with Love. Let's see how good James Collins is, who's in our main studio in Dallas this morning. See if we can find that song. Because it, for me anyway, at that time epitomized what was right about the world. I think at the time I was in love with somebody. I was always in love with somebody. And unfortunately, it wasn't always the same person. So anyway, this guy also, at the time he had this hit, played an Indian on a television show. And his performance one night, appearing on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, is one of the most famous clips from the 30 years of that program. He throws the axe. Johnny Carson's staff had set up you could never do this today. My God, this would never, ever happen. Even the mention of the fact that he played an Indian was as white a guy as there was. Anyway, so Jay, while we're talking about this, just look up Johnny Carson / Ed Ames, and you'll see what I'm talking about. There's a video. Did you find it? Find the video. Of Johnny Carson and Ed Ames. I say that as if that to everybody. Maybe, I don't know if we post it on, we could maybe post it. It's fun. It isn't politically correct by any stretch of the imagination, but it is fun and funny.
Is he teaching Johnny Carson to throw a tomahawk? Is that what
it is? Yep, that's what it is. And watch where the tomahawk lands up. And there isn't a person listening to this program right now who didn't see that, who isn't now in stitches of laughter. It was the funniest thing, and you can watch it over and over and over and over again. And then you think to yourself when you're watching it, have you seen it? Do you see what I'm talking about? Carson can't contain himself. Ed's in the background laughing his butt off. And so then, at the same time, he was on the program to promote this song. All right, James, here we go.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, study the small things you do constantly.
How romantic is this song, right?
I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
So, anyway, they're playing this song in the background while he's throwing the tomahawk. It is just one of the most hysterical moments that ever was on television.
Oh, I'm going to have to go watch it again because I had to watch it on mute. Probably the song.
And when you watch it with your father, when your father comes into his office later, watch it with your father. Okay? Just don't say anything. Hey, Dad, I wanted you to see this.
Okay.
And then,
as soon as it comes up, he's going to already know what it is.
Oh, yeah, of course he will. Absolutely. I wonder what your mother, bring your mother into and see what her reaction to it is. There's no one who was around then and saw that or seen it since that just doesn't fold over in gales of laughter. And again, you listen to the background of that song. Your father will remember that song as well. From his, even though he's a little younger than I am, he was playing a lot of that stuff at the same time I was. So anyway, there's a little memory, a little fun, a little emotion, and so that'll hopefully start your day off very well. Now, can we talk about how we talk about the weather? The weather. The weather, the weather, the weather. Whether we talk about the weather with accuracy, and what brought this to my attention was Jay and I were talking during the break about this. There's sort of a local, regional, national group of, used to be newspapers, but now they're online, called The Patch. And so I'm just looking as I'm preparing myself. I'm going to the airport tomorrow, jump on a plane, and go to California for the weekend to be with my children and grandchildren. So I always kind of check the weather out for the time that I'm going to the airport. And before I get there, there's the headline on The Patch. Snow predicted for tomorrow. And then you look in the story, and it's only like 2-3 inches. So who cares? Seriously. About 2 or 3 inches of snow. Get a grip. If that bothers you, you need to get a grip. Right?
And also remember what time of year it is.
Hello, January. Snows, gets cold. That's it. Oh, climate change. Global warming. No! It's January. It's cold. And it snows. Anyway, so I'm thinking about bomb cyclone. We were talking about that last week, right? And the definition of a bomb cyclone is a series of atmospheric rivers. I've heard people refer to them as the Pineapple Express, too, haven't you?
Jen was talking about that before.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Pineapple Express, so my mind goes to a completely different area.
Yeah, okay. I don't know that. I know the, what's the one that Tom Hanks is in?
Pineapple Express?
No. He's in the other one, the Polar Express. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we know the devastation that happened in California. That's nothing to sneeze at, nothing to make fun of. That was Danger Town, actually all the way up and down the West Coast, Oregon, Washington, California, more Northern California. They had a lot of pounding rain in Southern California as well. So anyway, all these meteorologists that are trying to come up, they're trying to best their buddies on the other station with some new term and the latest research. So the American Meteorological Society meeting this week, overlooking what people are using for words, and then how much scientific knowledge is reflected in the daily forecast that you look at. Some of the troubling undercurrents that these meteorologists have been talking about, the frequency of storms, yeah, we know that, the blizzard in Buffalo, oh my God, no, that's the end. No, it's Buffalo. The lake effect
that was
in the wintertime.
It was a pretty epic blizzard, even for Buffalo.
Yeah, but it was, there's always snows in Buffalo.
Yeah, but that something. Was like... That was crazy. That was Armageddon on ice.
No, it wasn't. You've never had in here when I lost 8 cows when the roof of the barn collapsed in that storm, February of 2015. That's the storm I will never forget because I never saw in my life snow, that much snow. Well, that's not true. The blizzard of 1978 was tough. That was February of 1978. Some of you may remember that. But the one in 2015 that on my farm, we had 11, after 2 weeks of snow, we had 11 feet of snow on the ground. And we had piled it up in 30-foot banks, 30-foot, and there wasn't much wind. So it was heavy snow. You piled it up. The cows were having a horrible time. That's when I stopped milking cows. That was tough. But I remember when I was a kid having storms. There's one place in the world that we haven't much talked about because we never talk much about Africa. There is a drought in East Africa that is of dramatic proportions. That is something that is more difficult because, remember, in the history of the planet, as things have changed, the planet used to, when Africa was connected to South America, it was a lush paradise. And then over the millennia, as the two separated out and the Teutonic plates have pushed them apart, so at the nearest point, I think they're about 1,400 miles between South America and Africa, things have changed. The wind currents change, the ocean currents change, and so in this circumstance, I get that the situation is kind of different there, dire too. Who wants to live in a desert? So at any rate, how do you become aware? Is it somebody telling you the real story, or do you think that they fluff it up a little bit to get your attention? Right? Because that's what happens on television. Mm-hmm. They fluff things up to get your attention so that you'll stay there and watch. I'm not a weather scientist. I just have my own experiences and a little bit of common sense. So when I hear some of these terms, the language that's evolved to get your attention, I just think it's so much hooey. And so does the Center for Climate and Weather Extremes, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, says calm down. Right? Just calm.
These words and phrases are so overused, and it's just we get so fatigued from it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, it's just tiresome. All right, here's the story from North Carolina today. Another electrical substation got shot up. What the heck's going on there? Gunfire at these electric substations? Damaged marking. This is the third time that this has happened the last couple of months. The substation damaged yesterday. There were no outages, however, but somebody's just using the electrical. You know, you can understand how this is a bunch of crazy people in the world that this might happen. It's certainly there has to be a scene in a movie someplace or a TV show where some nutbird has gone in and shot up the electrical substation.
You can always find suspects or motives, and there's just still no suspect, no motive, nothing.
Well, it could be late on a Saturday night and they're all drunk. That could very easily be the case. So anyway, I guess if you're driving around in North Carolina near a substation, duck. That would be my advice. It's 48 past the hour.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Stop.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, 53 after the hour here, the magic moments of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's national. Well, it's time now for Farm, Food, and Family News, but you, if you're followers of fashion here, know that that's what we do at this point during this hour every day, and we begin by celebrating National Popcorn Day. Buttered, what do you say, salted, Jay? Do you like kettle popcorn?
I do not like kettle. I do like buttered and like salted, and I know this is really gross, but give me some buttered and salted. Throw some Tabasco sauce on it and dip it in pickle juice.
Spoil my breakfast. Oof, that's terrible. But the problem is most of the good big movie chains that sell lots of popcorn, the popcorn's awful. You can get better popcorn. They try to, they'll impress you by popping it. But it just doesn't have any flavor to it. And it's not like the old days when you could eat popcorn and enjoy and get excited by the movie, right? Anyway, so it's not just at the movies. A lot of people have popcorn at home. They love it. If you're one of those people that loves popcorn, you eat it, pop more, eat it. There are a couple of different varieties of corn, which, by the way, first was known by the natives as maize. That's when there's a corn maize. That's the same word twice, just with different, it's, you know, different origins. The corn you find that you eat, likely unable to pop the stuff that you, you know, there's a variety of corn that comes from the small ears of corn. That's the sweet corn.
then there's cow corn, then there's Brazilian corn, and there's popping corn. They've been able to make the hybrid over the years so that there is stuff that you can, in fact, pop. But they started doing this like 4,000 or 5,000 years ago by mistake, as usual, even near a corn near a fire, kaboom! And that's sort of where this all started. The Aztec Indians used popcorn to decorate their clothing, create ceremonial embellishments. They also ate the stuff as well, and so that translated up into utilizing popcorn in America. The Pueblo natives, they had a lot of popcorn, and they planted lots of popcorn, and they were, thousands of years ago in that land, they were using it. The French explorers ate popcorn. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, the Iroquois Indians up in the Great Lakes region, ate popcorn.
Well, the corn we eat, like at the dinner table, is a different variety than what's popped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, yeah. There's a lot of different varieties. As I said, the stuff we feed to the cows is different. It mm-hmm. is sometimes confused with what they call Brazilian corn. Very hard. It's the kernels are very hard. They can be milky, but if it isn't at the right time when you chop the corn and feed it, it just goes right through the cow's system. So not to put too fine a point on it, when you look at the poop that comes out of the other end, it looks just like the corn that went in. I think that happens with humans too, doesn't it?
Yeah, because isn't it the casing? It's not the actual corn, it's the casing or something
right.
like that.
Your system can't digest it
right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. All right. Let's talk about the Fully Fresh. This is a company that's recalling. This is a recall today. Alfalfa sprouts. There is a toxin that produces E. coli in these alfalfa sprouts. So people who are trying a micro diet would probably be eating these alpha sprouts, right? Because they, generally speaking, are about as pure a food as you can find.
I hate alfalfa. It is like eating hair. The texture of it is
really
gross. It ruins any sandwich or salad.
Yeah, a lot of cows love it anyway. Doesn't mean that people have to like it because cows like it, but it's good for the cows. But if you have stuff that's infected, you'll have stomach cramps, you'll have diarrhea, you'll have vomiting. And mostly the people who are going to be affected, the same folks we're talking about all the time, older folks who have bad immune systems, children who don't have enough immune system, not enough immunity, whatever, your immune system is going to react. This stuff causes it, and the lack of immune response makes it worse.
Anyone who's pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Right. So alfalfa sprouts, probably most of these were distributed down in the Florida, the Southeast, but if you've got them, bring them back to the store if you haven't eaten them already. Sometimes you can cook them, and they're okay. I don't know who cooks these little sprouts, but some people probably do. Like they, cook spinach or anything else like that. Another recall, we go up to Canada for Everest Traders recalling Punjab King Pure Honey. The presence of antibiotics. Come on. Really? Antibiotics in your honey. So please, somebody tell me how antibiotics gets into your honey. There's antibiotics everywhere, but in your honey, please. All right. There it is. Farm, Food, and Family on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.